Illegal Aliens Hope to Influence Super Tuesday Primaries for 2020 Democrats. By John Binder on March 2, 2020. Illegal alien activists with organizations promoting open borders are hoping to influence Super Tuesday primaries for the 2020 Democrat presidential primary field. Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Bernie Sanders, IVT, specifically, are looking to pick up support in key Super Tuesday primaries in California, Texas, Virginia, Massachusetts, and North Carolina, home to some of the largest illegal alien populations in the United States, with endorsements from open borders organizations. United We Dream Action, with illegal aliens as part of its membership, gave a dual endorsement to Warren and Sanders, touting their support for ending all deportations of illegal aliens. After 4 years of Trump, there's absolutely no question that detention camps need to be closed, the endorsement video states. Deportations need to be stopped and the enforcement machine needs to be taken apart brick by brick. The video continues. Both of these candidates support the key provisions of the Free to Move, Free to Stay platform, like shutting down for-profit detention camps right away, shrinking the budgets for ICE and CBP, stopping and reviewing deportations in the first 100 days, issuing executive orders to protect immigrants, dismantling the racist enforcement machine, and supporting legislation that provides a pathway to citizenship without provisions to hurt immigrants. The endorsement is particularly a boost for Warren and Sanders in California, the state with the largest illegal alien population and foreign-born population in the country. By Election Day in November, 1 in 5 of all California voters will have been born outside the U.S. In North Carolina, Sanders is getting help from the Open Borders lobbying organization Mi Gente and the Hispanic American Democrats of Mecklenburg County. Members of each group have been knocking doors for Sanders. "You don't know how many Latinos that I have canvassed and knocked that literally when I tell them about Bernie. They are like, yeah, of course," says Oliva Chapala. "And I'm like, what do you mean? And they are like, yeah, Bernie's the only choice," emphasis added. Nationwide, activists are reporting similar enthusiasm for Bernie among Latino voters, some of whom have even taken to calling him Tio Bernie, emphasis added. In prior primaries, like the Iowa Democrat caucus, illegal aliens and non-citizens organized for Sanders, as Breitbart News reported. Both Warren and Sanders have endorsed a platform that forces America's working and middle class to compete against the world's workforce for jobs, including decriminalizing U.S.-Mexico border crossings, amnesty for the majority of the 11 to 22 million illegal alien population, and taxpayer-funded health care for all illegal aliens, non-citizens, and foreign nationals. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.